what happens when you see someone or you witness someone with a person that's not supposed to be with them? It's group therapy. Let's dive into it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey guys, please call me Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
I need some advice, and I don't want my daughter to catch on. I'm talking about her.
Oh.
So let's change the ages too, please. My daughter, we'll call her Ella, has had her first boyfriend for the last 6 months. She's totally head over heels, first love kind of situation. Her boyfriend is a year older and has been really sweet. The problem is, I was at the mall running an errand when I spotted him holding hands and buying cookies with another girl.
Not cookies.
The cookies. I'm so disappointed in that little cheater, but also know my daughter would be heartbroken. Do I say something to Ella or just let it play out and not get involved? I'm so torn on how to handle this. Thanks for any help you can give.
Oh, wow.
No, it's her daughter's boyfriend.
I know. I have three daughters, two of which are actively dating. You know, one is getting of the age that she can. And, yeah, that can be interesting.
It's different when it's like just a friend versus your own daughter. I know you want to try to save her from heartbreak, but
I mean, part of these
get involved.
Well, part of these lessons and stuff, they've got to figure out.
Yes.
I'm not saying that necessarily, like, I guess I don't know the actual age because she doesn't want us, because I don't know it. But
I'm guessing high school.
Probably.
Could be middle school, but I'm guessing high school.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
If it's you, what are you doing?
I'm probably saying something. I'm probably saying, hey, I saw Jeff, Rob.
It's always
Tim,
Jeff.
Kyle.
Kyle. It sounds like a Kyle thing to do.
Hey, I saw Kyle at Oxmoor Mall.
No disrespect to all Kyles. Sorry.
I mean, I would because, like, yes, I think it is important to learn how to navigate relationships as you're growing up. But also, yeah, I think I'm also looking out for my daughter and saying, hey, saw Kyle at Oxmoor. I'm just throwing Oxmoor.
Again, no disrespect to Oxmoor or no disrespect to Kyle's.
Oxmoor's where all the cheaters hang out.
Making this up.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, I saw Kyle over at Oxmoor. He was there with some girl that I didn't recognize. I don't know. Maybe you ought to ask him about it.
Shelby says I would absolutely be taking pictures, pinging the location, and saying hello. Yeah, like let him know that he's been seen.
All right. Have you been in this situation? Because I'd be interested to know how you'd take that. 502-795-1997. Did you have a Kyle in your life?
Sabrina says, dang it, Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle. I mean,
sorry to all the Kyles.
We're throwing you under the bus here. But, you know, if it's Kyle, what if it actually was Kyle?
OMG.
What if we guessed the name right?
Well, she's not
going to
tell us that.
Well, that's true. All right, 502-795-1997. All right, so what do you do when you've seen your daughter's boyfriend at the mall with someone else? It's 99.7 DJX. It's kind of what we're sifting through here in group therapy.
For Brenda.
Yeah, for Brenda. And we don't know the kid's name, or we're assuming kid.
We're calling her Ella.
Ella and Kyle. Kyle, maybe.
We've made up the boyfriend's name.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, I would probably go to my daughter and say, hey, I saw Kyle at Oxmoor. He was there with someone, holding hands, buying cookies. Not sure what that meant.
Just casually like that. Destiny said, I feel like, personally, this might be a teaching moment for the daughter, but it also depends on if the boy saw that the mom saw him. Because if it comes out mom knew something about the whole time and chose not to say something, that could be a different issue. But coming from your mom, sometimes it's instantly less valuable sometimes. So I guess that has to do with like how close Brenda is with her daughter.
True.
And how her daughter might take that news from her.
Andrew the Love Doctor comments and actually sent us a voice note For this. You can do that too, by the way, 502-795-1997, so you don't have to worry about it ringing or talking to us or whatever. You can just say your piece and be done with it. Andrew.
Yeah, this is going to be tough, and it's going to break her heart, but she needs to tell her daughter. She does. She's got to tell her. It's her job as her parent to protect her, and it's going to hurt her, but again, it's a life lesson that she's going to learn and understand later on down the road, and I'm with you. I would just tell her that, hey, I saw Kyle with somebody else, and maybe you want to ask him who it is. That's probably the best nonchalant way to go about it, but she needs to know, and she needs to go ahead and tell her. Pretty simple, guys. Keep on loving.
All right. Very cool.
Dang it, Kyle.
Brittany, by the way, said, this totally reminds me of when I was in my early 20s. I went shopping at Oxmoor one weekend. Literally saw my boyfriend walking around with another girl. Didn't confront him, but drove home, took off the watch he had bought me a few months before, laid it down on the driveway, and ran over it with my car.
Oh, wow!
Needless to say, broke up with him. Haven't thought about that in years.
Wow!
Is Oxmoor the place where you take your side pieces?
Well, maybe.
Is this the
fancy?
Are we? Yeah, I mean, yeah, of the malls that we have in the area, like, I don't know.
Listen, Oxmoor is kindly asking to remove themselves from the chat.
I mean, you know, do you want to risk the paddock shops when you're out in the open like that? I mean,
listen, Amanda says, I was in a situation like this. It was a Chad.
Oh.
My mom saw him with his arm around another girl and went up to him and said, I think maybe you should give my daughter a call, basically saying, I know what happened. He ends up calling me, breaking up with me, which I'm completely fine with. I think I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I mean.
So in the moment, her mom like, took charge.
I mean, look, there are a lot of people that are like, hey, I would have done this if I saw that. I think we're past that, though.
We are.
So I think, but I mean, we're all saying, tell your daughter.
Right. Now, since you let the moment pass and you didn't go up and let him know he had been seen by you, then now I think you do follow up and say, hey, I saw Kyle Chad. I saw
Kyle Chad. Maybe Chad's his middle name. I saw Kyle Chadeth.
Uh-huh.
At.
And I know that is so heartbreaking, but at the same time, it could be a lesson to your daughter to, hey, you know, trying to do the right thing, and hopefully you will, in turn, down the road, if you're facing the situation, you'll do the same thing.
I mean, but, you know, we are jumping to conclusions, as we always do. I mean, you know, there could be, it could be his sister, could be their, you know, cousin buying cookies for.
Tabitha says, my sister had a Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
Uh-huh, a Chuck.
Kyle, and, oh, Chad, and
this,
Chuck.
This goes, yes. So the Tabitha said, I'd been in a similar situation. It was my little sister, and I saw her boyfriend in the store with another woman. I absolutely did approach him and was like, have you talked to my sister, your girlfriend of 4 years?
Oh.
He was white as a ghost. Turned out he was with his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Chuck.
Wow.
Chuck.
Wow.
What tangled webs we weave.
Yeah, you know, look, there are many things that she could have done in the moment, and we're getting so many different suggestions of, this happened to me, I went total mama bear, blah, 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 I've walked right up to him, and that didn't happen. But I think now we're all saying, hey, let's clue her in. We don't want her to be the fool here.
Everybody is team. Tell the daughter.
Yes, tell the daughter. Don't take side pieces to Oxmoor. And
oh, wow. That's the other lesson we're taking away from this?
Yeah, take them somewhere else.
Yeah. So Karen said, Brenda, mom of 6 boys, 1 girl. Yes, she came last. Had a similar situation. I completely went mama bear. Embarrassed him and me. I have no regrets. Life lessons were learned. Brenda, you're a good mom.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. I think we've all learned some valuable lessons here. One, Oxmoor Mall, what cookie place were you getting cookies from?
I think you know.
Oh, okay. I think you know, she says.
Also, we did assume it was Oxmoor.
You're true.
She didn't
true.
Say
Very
what
true.
Mall they were at.
Very
we
true.
We made many assumptions in this scenario. We filled in lots of holes ourselves with zero facts behind it.
All right. So if your name is Kyle, don't go to Oxmoor with your side piece, okay?
Or Chad.
Or Chad. There
or Chuck.
Go. That is Group Therapy on 99.7 EJF.